try that. Remember the chords at all? Okay, right, let's try and figure them out from the chord sheet that we've got up here. So, first and second fingers, right, they need to go on that string, okay? And then up to here. Okay, so are you okay reading it there?
Yeah.
Okay, and then you've got these two. Whereabouts are they going to go? Perfect. Well done. Okay, so we're going to use downstrokes here. What we're going to do, I'm going to get you strumming as well, doing some more strumming stuff, because at the moment you're just using downstrokes. I'm going to give you another strum pattern to use on this, okay? So if you play your G for me, just four downstrokes for now. Okay, we've got two bars, so it's eight in total. Brilliant. Okay, take the fingers down for a C at nine. Perfect. You want that finger up to there. Good. So give that a strum, just from the fifth string. Superb. Okay, then you're going to go to E minor 7. Can you remember how to play that one? Take a look here. Yeah, that's right, but just make sure if you take a look closely, you've got the open string there at the top, or the bottom, should I say. No. So it's the other way around. Remember, this is the really thick string, okay? So it's this one.
Yep.
No, keep those where they were.
Yeah.
So, yeah, take them both down to the finished string. Good. Right, so you've got first finger needs to be there and second underneath. That's cool, so you've got that clear. So when you look at this, it's almost like, remember, it's almost like the guitar neck is like that. You've got the nut here running along there, and you've got your first and second fingers, and then your third and fourth, and the next fret on the finished two strings, okay? So let's just make sure it's exactly how you want it. Okay, so we're going to do another eight strums on that. Give it a blast. Okay, and then we're going to go back to the C at nine. So, second finger, first finger down here. Cool, so what you need to do, you need to just learn these chords. So as soon as I say C at 9, your fingers go to C at 9, okay? So you need to get them in your brain. Good, so another 8 strums, 5, 6, 7, 8. And be careful, try not to hit that low string there. What we've got here is a cross here, okay? So that means you don't play that string, okay? Right, so we're going to add some more strumming stuff in there now. Okay, let's go back to the first chord, the G. Remember it? Take a look here.
Is it?